A woman on a trip goes to a dentist and says, "Dentist, my husband and I have a lot to do. We need a tooth pulled. I don't care about anesthetic, no needles. Can you do it now?" He goes, "Ma'am, it's amazing, but you're so brave. Please sit down." She says, "No, it's not for me, it's for my husband." When we're young, and you see boys and girls trying to sometimes show off, we don't know. Boys will pull a girl's hair, push her, try to show how great they are. We want to impress people with everything but ourselves. As you get older, you realize that kindness and sincerity will get people to know you who want to know you, will get people to love you who want to love you. Sometimes as you get older, you think, "I can't get people to love me because of who I am, so I will substitute power, wealth, access, and all these peripheral things which are not me." And we substitute proximity for intimacy. I would rather have you nearer than not have you at all. Well, Jesus doesn't do that. And he doesn't wait for us to love him. If he did, there never would have been a Christmas. He sees us, bumbling people, dysfunctional, not always knowing what to do, and says, "I love them." And he comes to Bethlehem, the word of the Lord, incarnated in our human flesh and our human spirit, and says, "I want to be with you." But you notice, he doesn't show off. A baby doesn't know how to show off. A baby is bald a lot of times, no teeth, can't speak. And how much love does it elicit in our hearts? And everyone almost fawns and says, "Wow, that is beautiful. That makes me want to love him, love her." Jesus is like that. When we think about Christmas, we need to know what was the purpose here. God doesn't need to show off and do tricks. See what I want to do. God wants only one thing. He wants our love. And so in the early writings of the church, they say this is the divine seduction, where God says, "Look, I offer myself to you. Not with tricks and great deeds and loud noises, but in the silent manger of a baby's birth to speak to you, how much do I love you?" That's why when Jesus was asked, "What is the whole Bible, the Holy Scriptures about?" Two things: love God, love neighbor. But I always thought one of the best pictures of love is a husband and wife taking care of each other when they are sick. I know we picture romantic love as ideal, but I think it's a good start. But to have someone be with you when you're sick, when you're not yourself, when you're struggling for meaning in life, is one of the most deepest forms of love. And in Bethlehem, God said, "You are struggling with life. Many of you are sick and not happy. There are things that you're not certain of, and I want to be with you. I don't want to be somewhere else. I don't want to wait for you to be ready to love me back." That is deep love. That is commitment. That is someone that says, "I don't want you to show off for me. I don't care what you have. I want to have you. And all I need is for you to respond." So here God, the creator of the universe, is in the same position as we all are. He offers his love and waits for a response, knowing that neither force nor power nor tricks can convince anyone in the world to love. But he offers what we all learn to offer, myself. I give you me. Do you love me? But I'll give some offering in the plate. I'll build a church. I'll build a hospital. Not enough. I'll give you gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Not important. I want you. True religion and true love that substitutes anything but yourself will never feel the full power and the full strength of a love that says, I look for you, I found you, I am happy to be with you. Christos Rezdaija.